I want to talk you to death. I want to talk you to death. I want to talk you to death. I want to go to sleep alone and wake up next to you. I want the alarm clock in my brain to stop blaring that Bee Gees song. I want to know what it's like to fall out of a dream and into a nightmare. I want to know why we say we can live our dreams but not our nightmares. I want to walk boldly into my nightmare and dream my way out of it. I want to wake up one morning and not feel tired. I don't want to wear my shoes anymore. I can't sleep with you touching me. Only rainy days are normal, it's not fair. This doesn't make any sense. I want to talk you to death. I want to talk you to death. How can I grow up, get a job, get rich and famous with this haircut? How can I win the lottery with these terrible social skills? Why do my eyes always match the color of my shirt, yet I can never match my shoes with anything? Why is my dad colorblind? It must be a conspiracy. He sees everything in shades of gray. It's not fair. Think of just a few of the things he's missing out on. How about the real reflection of an orange moon or a red brick house or those pictures from the Hubble telescope? Perhaps colors are only in mind space. There's no frame of reference. Fuck it, paint me red. I want to talk you to death. How come nobody wants to join the revolution against genetic mutations? Think how happy you'd make my dad. Nobody cares how hard my dad works, and after another long damn day,
he can't even see the color of my mom's eyes,
or the color of traffic lights, or nipples, or even the way whiskey settles into a glass. I want to talk you to death. I want to be man enough to tear out my eyes and throw them at you. If I was man enough, would you be woman enough to be my girlfriend?
I didn't think so. I'm crazy and even diagnosed. Would you get naked anyway? I want to talk you to death.
I want to be the first politician to come out against family values. I want to stand up in front of a mass of people and talk about my problems.
I want to be the first politician to make no promises.
I want to go to the White House and leave my own splattering of steam in the Oval Office. Let's load the Congress with junkies and see what happens. I think it's about time we all came out of this American closet. We shall relocate to Siberia and start all over. I'll be the first president to win on the anti-family, anti-education, anti-hope ballot.
I'm not negative, I'm just out of practice.
I need to work on my people skills. I need serious help with my image. If I get elected, I'll do everything I can to improve my own bank account. If I get elected, I'll smile and look great in a three-piece suit. I'm not making any promises. I'm practicing my handshake.
If I get elected, I want respect. No more of this talking behind my back.
It doesn't matter. I'll be assassinated for my connections with the Siberian mob. Let's be perfectly clear on one point. I never set out to hurt anyone. Except the immigrant girlfriend I had on the side. I mean, hell, she knew I was married and all. They say you can't love someone until you love yourself.
I know I'm not the first to say it, but again, I'll say that's a dump truck load of horseshit.
You can't hate yourself until you love someone.
As your president, I promise I'll never hate you. As your president, I promise I'll never love you. As your president, I'll live in luxury and you'll live in filth, you scoundrels. I want to talk you to death. I want to talk you to death.
I want to show up drunk to my next appointment with my shrink.
I want to hear about my shrink's problems. I bet all his kids are alcoholics. Hey doctor, what the fuck's wrong with you? Hey doctor, give me a handful of pills. Hey doctor, watch me gargle them down with whiskey right from the bottle. I want to talk you to death. My shrink never wants to hang out with me when he's not getting paid. It's not fair. We could get drunk, spend all night talking about the psychology of psychology. He pretends to be interested in me, and I'm actually very interested in psychology, so it might actually work out in a way. He could at least invite me over for steaks and corn on the cob to meet the family.
His kids and I could get drunk and talk about
how he never cared about us.
Never spent any quality time. I want to talk you to death. Hey doctor, I'm out of meds. Hey doctor, figure me out already. My pockets are drying up. Hey doctor, prescribe me a bucket of every drug, legal or otherwise. I'll tell you what works. I always wanted to be a guinea pig for this sort of thing. Listen, you better start prescribing or it's gonna get ugly. Hey doctor, don't make me do anything stupid. Hey doctor, don't make me crazy, I'm begging you. We need each other to survive. I don't like our relationship. You need money?
I need mine.
I wanna talk you to death.
I wanna talk you to death.
I need to learn a new language so I can make my talks with myself more interesting. I want to translate poems into language and spell out my illiteracy. Where do I sign? Hey, where can I pay for amnesia? I want to walk up to a stranger on the street and start singing that damn Bee Gees song. Something happens soon. It's a serious position we've squirmed into. Look at us. If we're not sick of each other, we're sick of ourselves. You're making me sick. I'm trying to fully realize how lost is. I'm sick of my body telling me what to do. I'll never grow up. My body wants out of itself. It's not fair. I want you to know what it feels like to covet. I want you to know what it means to be coveted. If I ever do anything great, it will be to lose my mind. This doesn't make any sense. I want to talk you to death. I want to talk you to death. I want to talk you to death.